Welcome to Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm Trista Polo from iwokeupawesome.com, and I am your host. Each week, we learn the story behind that vanity plate. You know, the one you saw driving down the road? What did it say? What did it mean? Why did they choose that? Today is a special episode. It's my birthday today, March 16th, so I'm sharing the plate story origin story. I'm answering all the questions you keep asking, like why license plates? Why podcast? Why a podcast about license plates? Thanks to my good friend Melissa Pauls for taking the host chair this week so I can take the hot seat.
They gave me a piece of paper, which I may have lost, that says it's my plate. I don't know if there's anything else in the world that says it's my plate other than this little piece of paper.
Get to know your host and how I came to create Trista's Plate Story Podcast.
Hi, I'm Melissa Pauls, and I am the other half, not the better half, of Home-Based Business Casual. And with me tonight is my better half of Home-Based Business Casual, Trista Polo.
Hello. This is a very exciting moment because, as you know, I launched this podcast, and the biggest question I get is, WTF, Trista, what's with this podcast? I want to hear your plate story.
That means what's the French toast, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, great. Yeah. So we're going to dive in to the story behind.
Let's dive in.
All right, let's do it. So what is your plate? What's your vanity plate?
Plate story, P-L-8, story.
I love it.
I love it too.
And why did you choose your plate?
Well, it wasn't actually the first plate I chose, but the reason I chose that plate is because I had this amazing idea to do a podcast about the stories behind plates, and I made up postcards, and I got the domain name, and then I realized that I'm driving around with a generic plate at the time, and I thought, this doesn't work. Somebody's going to snatch that plate story right out from under me at the DMV, so I better make sure all my marketing is consistent, and that's why I got Plate Story as my podcast.
Now, why did you start collecting plates in the first place?
Well, the original reason I started was I was in a Home Depot parking lot, and I saw a plate that said love on it. I thought that was amazing. So I took a picture of it, and I shared it on the internets. And I clearly thought it was way more amazing than other people, but I enjoyed it. And then I was in another parking lot and I saw peace. I'm like, all right, I'm getting like signs from the universe, right? I'm getting all these wonderful messages from people license plates. Then, of course, now it's like when you buy a yellow bus, you see 1,000 yellow buses on the road. I don't know how many people are buying yellow buses, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I started seeing license plates, vanity plates all the time now. And a lot of them, I couldn't figure out what they were. Well, what do you do when you don't know how to figure something out?
Facebook.
You ask Facebook.
That's right.
And then people on Facebook have the answer.
Yep.
So I started posting plates I couldn't figure out. And the next thing I know, people start sending me plates and posting plates. Trista, I just thought of you because I saw this plate on the road. So now people are associating me with vanity plates.
That's so exciting. So it started out just as an opportunity to connect to what you needed in the moment.
Yeah.
And then what actually starts happening is what people need in the moment as a reminder is a vanity plate.
That's right.
What a beautiful,
like a little full circle. But that's not when I decided to do the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So the podcast came from a different set of circumstances. So now I'm looking at all these plates all the time. I'm noticing them everywhere, and I'm driving around with whatever my plate was at the time, and I think I really need a vanity plate too now. I want to get in on the action. So I decided that I had to figure out what I wanted, and I'm not the kind of person that will go to Facebook and say, what do you think I should do? I chose these 17. Give me a vote.
Yeah.
Just never occurs to me to do that. I guess I'm sort of private in my decision-making. So I think long and hard, and I think long and hard, and I think about it, and I'm just going through all these iterations. Do I want it to be personal? Do I want it to be a hobby? Do I want it to put my business? I just have to make a decision what I want it to represent. And it's a lot of work to figure it out. You only have one plate.
True.
It's like trying to figure out what tattoo you want, except tattoos, you can have more than one.
Yeah.
So I decided to go with paid to shop. Paid to shop. I have a business. It's an entrepreneurial venture. It's an online shopping company where I actually teach people to get paid for their regular shopping.
Right.
So I figure if I have paid to shop, people will ask me about it. It'll just be like a little nod to marketing. Maybe it'll create some conversations. It's cheaper than wrapping my car. So I'm not that clever. And I decided to go PD for paid, T-O-S-H-O-P. P-D-T-O-S-H-O-P, paid to shop. I could have used a number two. There are so many different things I could have done. But I decided to be as literal as possible because that's how my brain works. And I'm meeting up with you and a friend of ours at a mall in New Jersey. And it's the very first time I've taken my plate out. I got to tell you, when I walk up to my car with that plate, I'm like, that's right. I get paid to shop. That's right. You get paid to shop. Like, I am just...
If nothing else, you've got courage.
I was so happy.
Charisma.
I was so happy with my plate. So happy. So you and our friend walk up. And our friend says, Photoshop? Why'd you put Photoshop on your car? Is that what you do? Do you do Photoshop for people? I'm like, what are you talking about? That says paid to shop. P-D-T-O-S-H-O-P. But the D, unfortunately, looks very similar.
It did.
To the O.
Yeah, it was very confusing.
And so then I was a little disappointed, but I decided that's it. This is my plate. I'm going to own it. And then it happened three more times. I was worried nobody would ask me about my plate, but they all want to know why I have Photoshop on my car. I decided I couldn't live with it. I said, that's it. I got to figure out how to undo what I've done. Because in New York, you have to pay $60. Then you have to renew your registration right this second.
Uh-huh.
And then it costs per year.
Right.
You really got to want it if you're in New York and want a vanity plate. So I thought, well, my husband, he's my business partner. We work very closely together. Maybe I could get him to take that plate and then I could get another one. Realizing how ridiculous I am. I mean, I get how ridiculous I am. So I asked him if he would take the plate. And he's like, I don't know, what's the process? I said, I have no idea, but do you want to have paid to shop on your car, even though everybody thinks it's Photoshop? He's like, yeah, I don't care what people think. I like it. It's paid to shop. I said, okay, great. In New York State, it is very complicated to change your vanity plate. And it is very complicated. It's so complicated, Melissa, that they don't even know how to do it.
I know.
What I really want to do is get the plate off my car, but not surrender it. I want to transfer it over to my husband and I want to get a new vanity plate. So this is the process. Doesn't seem like it should be that big a deal. This is actually the only thing where they want you to call them on the phone. You can't call the DMV. You got to go get a number, stand in line, wait around. But for vanity plate changeovers and stuff, you got to make a phone call and talk to an actual person. That's the only way to get it done.
Wow.
So I called, I get all the steps. I follow them to a T and they are wrong. I almost surrendered the plate by accident. I almost paid for two registrations. I almost didn't get the extra plate. I just went through so many hoops trying to, I'm a rule follower. If any of you know me, I follow the rules. I followed the rules to a T and they were just wrong. And so what ended up happening is paid to shop / Photoshop is in a storage locker somewhere in the world.
Hopefully New York.
With my name on it. They gave me a piece of paper, which I may have lost, that says it's my plate. I don't know if there's anything else in the world that says it's my plate other than this little piece of paper. My husband right now is saying, did you take a picture of it? If you took a picture of it, you would never have lost it. I don't think I did that.
So practical.
So practical. So now, paid to shop / Photoshop is in a locker somewhere. I have no idea how to get it to my husband for his car. But I drove around with a generic one, ordered the plate story, got it 6 weeks later, and it is finally on my car.
That is amazing.
Oh my God. The reason I thought that the podcast would be a good idea is because I saw what a nightmare I went through trying to pick a plate and how even after I picked a plate, I had more consternation about it. And then I went through this whole other iteration and I thought there probably is a story like this behind every vanity plate out there.
Hmm.
And they should be told. I'm hearkening the idea back to, I'm sort of inspired, you know how musicians say they get inspiration from certain musicians? So some of my inspiration came from the Humans of New York account.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah, because here's this photographer, he just goes around New York City, takes pictures of random people, and then when he talks to them, he realizes that these people have histories and identities and connections to each other in the world that you never would know just walking by them, some random people in a city.
Isn't it so easy to dehumanize everything?
Yeah.
I mean, because you're just seeing even someone's Instagram feed because mm-hmm. it's just a picture of a moment in time.
Exactly.
And so I love that you're using that as an inspiration to now bring voice to a different moment in time.
Yeah.
Right? Which is a plate that you might see driving to wherever, right? The store,
yeah.
to the mall, to
exactly.
the doctor.
And I have to tell you that the people I've interviewed so far, and we're still pretty early in the podcast, they, you know, are amazing. Like, one is because of who she is as a person. She's just like a really strong woman. And one, it's because of her love of nature. And she actually gave up her whole life to be closer to nature.
Wow.
One is in memoriam of his lost brother. Like, these plates mean something to these people. And I haven't interviewed some that I can't wait to hear the story, like Too Legit to Quit, I Party, and Naughty. Can't wait to interview those to see what those stories are.
I kind of want to get a vanity plate now.
That's what people keep saying. If I get a vanity plate, will you interview me?
So funny. Have you noticed any changes in your behavior since you started this podcast?
Well, yes. So I have this postcard that I printed, and the postcard says, I love your vanity plate. Do you want to be on my podcast? So if I'm ever driving around and I see a plate, I will stop and I will put this postcard in the person's door handle, and that way hopefully they'll call me.
Wait, I have the best story. So Trista and I, we talk pretty much every day, but when we don't get to talk, we talk on this app called Marco Polo. If you don't have it, it's a video app. Most of the time we do it while we're driving. Don't worry, we watch the road, not the story. But that's when we really get the opportunity to talk to each other.
I call it Snapchat for old people.
Yes, that's such a great thing.
Yeah.
So we're just leaving me a Marco Polo video the other day, and this has happened more than once, where she's is in the middle of leaving me a polo, and she goes, hold on, I just saw a plate. And she'll like turn it off and go round and give someone a postcard to be on the podcast. So she's in the middle of telling me a story, and she's been following this woman. All of a sudden, in the car, and she goes, we're stopped, it's construction, I'm gonna do it. And she just gets out of the car in the middle of the road and runs around to give this woman one of her postcards. And I was lucky enough to hear the conversation.
Yeah, because I listened back to it, and you can hear what I'm saying.
Yes. And it was so great.
Way outside my comfort zone. Well, I watched.
It's completely changed her behavior.
Yeah, I watched. That's true. I watched the video from the Marco Polo because it saves it. And I'm saying I really want to go talk to this woman, but I mean, I can't get out in traffic. Can I? I can't do that. But while I'm saying those words, I'm parking the car. I'm putting in the brake. I'm taking off my seatbelt. My words are, I'm not going to go do that. What the hell's the matter with me? But my body had already decided I was doing it. And I did it.
Yeah.
I have also done that. I've gone into restaurants where the car was parked in the parking lot of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone into a Chipotle. So I've done that twice, where I've gone into the restaurant and said, is this your plate? I was skulking around a school recently, and I got called out by an administrator like, do you have a kid here? Are you part of an organization that has kids here? What are you doing here? I've been watching you go very slowly around the parking lot. What are you doing? So I explained that I have a podcast, and look, plate story. See my car? There's my plate story. She was like, okay, that's your website. And like, I could see her
mentally
going to check me out later, make sure I'm legit.
Don't do that anymore.
Well, okay.
Look,
I promise nothing.
Yeah, but what is very prominently coming out of here in this conversation is your passion
mm-hmm.
for finding these stories.
That's right.
And what I will just underline is that when you do have a passion, You will do things that you never thought possible.
Absolutely.
Which is one of the things we talk about in our business in general, but also just to be an example of that is just really, it's so cool. But also, if you know of someone that has a vanity plate to refer to, or you should find a way to have people submit plates that they see, because I'm sending you plates.
You can
all the
do
time.
That on my website at platestory.com.
Okay,
PL8story.com. But you have to have a way for me to contact the person so right. that I can interview them.
So now that we know why you have the podcast, and now that we know why you're doing all this,
you've
in your
gone
passion,
into my psyche a little
yes.
bit.
Tell us what is it that you do outside of plate wrangling?
Oh, okay, great. So I mentioned a little bit at the beginning, I have my own online franchise. It's a health, wealth, and beauty business, and I'm a business and entrepreneur coach. So I coach the people I work with. I set up trainings and coordinate trainings and meetings in my area. And then I also coach entrepreneurs and business owners in marketing, communication, and teamwork leadership.
Great. I love that. And, you know, what do you contribute your success to in life?
I would say that I come from a long line of people with a very strong work ethic. And I definitely have a very strong work ethic. I work until the job is done. I get up to work every single day. I rarely take time off. I actually enjoy working. And so that is probably why, no matter how much residual income I create, I always find more projects like this podcast to take up my time because I enjoy working. I also will say that the people I get to make a difference for, that's a huge motivator for me. You know, when I coach someone and they thank me for who I have been able to help them become as a result of my coaching, that is what I get up for. My work ethic gets me to work, but my ability to make a difference keeps me coming back day after day with a smile. My motto is that I am helping people win whatever winning looks like to them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's why we talk so much.
That's right.
Yes. So, what are you reading currently?
So, I don't read so much as I listen to audios, mostly in the car. I usually have at least one, if not more than one, going at once. I was recently driving home very late and I needed to stay up. And so, I turned on a novel that has always been known to keep me up when I'm driving. It's Twilight. So ridiculous. My husband always asks, are they pressing their lips together? I'm like, no, sometimes their lips are in a hard line. So that is currently somewhere in the midst. And then...
See, now, I've read those. I've read those, which is why we're friends. But I've never read Harry Potter.
Oh, I love Harry Potter.
Yeah, I
love Harry Potter.
I have zero interest.
Yeah, Harry Potter is another one you can listen to while driving that'll keep you up. And then right now I'm also listening to The Four Agreements, mm-hmm. which I absolutely love.
Don Miguel Ruiz.
Absolutely. And I am in the middle of The Five Love Languages for children because I find that actually helps me lead adults better, knowing how children come across and develop and determine their love language as they're growing up.
We're all just giant four-year-olds.
Yeah, man.
In other words.
In other words, we're all, yeah, exactly. am I reading anything else? Oh, The Book of Knowing and Worth. I am always somewhere in the midst of that one. That's a Paul Selig book.
So what do you do to stay healthy?
Well, about, I guess, 10 months ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
About 10 months ago, I was told by my doctor that I had to do something about my cholesterol or she was going to put me on a statin. And I was really not interested in being on a prescription drug that you have to take for the rest of your life and that has side effects. I'm just really looking to stay off those meds as long as I can possibly get away with it. So I said, give me some time to manage it myself. And she said, you have 6 months. And I said, okay, great. And I am very proud to tell you that the 6 months later check-in, like she set the appointment to check me in 6 months, it was, I had a 30-pound weight loss. And I had a 41 point drop in the bad cholesterol.
That's great.
And I did it completely naturally with food, weight loss, exercise, and supplementation. And I am not on a statin, and there is no reason for her to put me on one at this time.
That's great.
So that's what I'm doing to stay healthy. I had this kind of epiphany about exercise because everybody says you have to move more, and I have a pretty sedentary job. I'm in the car a lot. I'm in front of a computer a lot. But I love to dance. And so I go out with my dog, who's a working dog. So she likes to be outside a lot. She likes to run a lot. She needs a lot of exercise. And so we go outside and she sniffs for deer urine probably. Mm-hmm. And I dance out in my backyard. She doesn't really let me dance in the house. So this works out well for both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say dogs are also sniffing for love notes or, you know, like pen pal notes.
Yes.
Right? So other dogs leave notes,
that's
aka
right,
other little pee spots. And mm-hmm. so they have to just sniff and then they pee on top of them. They leave their own notes.
Right? Exactly.
My dog does the same thing. So then how do you stay motivated with all of the things that you have going on? I know you're saying intrinsically you're a hard worker, but what is it that keeps you motivated rather than suffering through hard work?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
There's a very big difference.
There is a very big difference because yep. I have done it both ways. I would say the people I surround myself mm-hmm. with keep me motivated in the right mindset. I have a really wonderful team of people I work closely with, including you. Mm-hmm. And I pull you to be a better version of yourself, and you do the same for me.
You're the average of the five closest people.
So that's right.
Really great that that's one of the secrets of staying motivated. Any other secrets to staying motivated? Any other ways?
Yes. Thank you for asking, because I just thought of a couple. So I meditate every single day. Mm-hmm. And during my meditation, I talk to myself about what I'm grateful for and what I'm creating. So I'm really doing my goal statement and my vision and what I'm living into in my future in my meditation every morning. I also have an app that you introduced me to. It's called Think Up, where I have probably 60 affirmations and statements that I hear myself in my own voice saying every single day. I play that when I'm in the shower, and I'm sure my husband is either transforming or really annoyed because it has to be loud so I can hear it over the shower. But that's really great. I share the affirmations on my Instagram feed, so you can see the ones that I use and why I like them and what I'm getting from them on there. And I will tell you that I did not always have those tools. I created a structure, a life that sets me up to win, just like I help my clients and my team do.
Anything else that you think everyone needs to know about Plate Story?
You know, the human condition is so easy to pass over. It's sort of like when you hear bad news about somebody, it only really impacts you if you knew the person. When you see somebody do something that you don't like, if they're a friend of yours or a family member that you love, you give them a pass. But if it's somebody else, you blast them on the internet, right? I feel like the closer we are connected to each other, the more we can love, be connected, cheer on, value, stay with, even if we don't agree. So having more information about the people out there on the road, it makes it not just random cars whooshing by, but those are all actual people with their own stories and their own challenges, their own successes, their own hurdles. And I think if we can just remember that we can all create a more loving and kind environment. I really do believe that everything is energy and that we are all made up of the same stuff. So this is just a fun project to bring that into the world a little clearer.
Well, I'm glad you said that. And because one of the things Trista gets on to me for is I'm kind in a car. I'm kind in reality.
I was not going to call you out.
But I can be very judgy in my car. Because
there's always at least one on every Marco Polo.
Because people just do crazy things in the car, you know? I have been taught by my father from a very young age that it can be a weapon, right? And that you should use it in a way that is responsible and defensive.
Yes.
So I am very responsible. I'm a very defensive driver.
Yes.
And not aggressive. I'm not an aggressive driver. If someone wants to go in front of me, I'm also from Oklahoma. So if you want to go in front of me, go ahead, sweetheart. Hop on in there, right? Like, I'll stop, let people in. So in bringing the humanism to that, you know, I often will find myself just here recently since talking about this. It's that, okay, I guess they're in a hurry. Right? Like, I will do exactly what you're talking about, which is because we know someone, we give them a pass. So I'll, you know, okay, they must be in a hurry, or maybe they really have to go to the bathroom, or, you know, what if their kid's throwing up at school and they've got to hurry and get there? Or, but if we can actually, like you're saying, just have a little grace instead of having a little judgment, I think it would make a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah. You know, I have said for a long time, and I'm so glad that Brené Brown wrote an article about this.
She wrote a whole book. It's called Braving the Wilderness. You should totally read it. I was just going to talk about Brené, but go on.
Okay, great. So she wrote an article that I've just been seeing shared around Facebook really recently about how people are doing their best. Mm-hmm. And I've said this for a really long time now. People are doing the best they can at any moment. They just are. People aren't going out like, who can I piss off today? They're out to do their very best. And sometimes their very best is not very good.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what people are dealing with. So I just like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
And sometimes I get burned. But I think everybody deserves a break.
Yeah. Brené is in Braving the Wilderness, which, you know, added to your list of things. But, you know, it's a very moving book. Because she says, not only is everyone doing their best, but oftentimes anger is a band-aid of pain. So anger is trying to hold in whatever pain we have. And because we suppress pain in the Western world, right? You're not allowed, particularly in America. I don't know about South America or any of that. But, you know, you're not allowed, right? You're just not, you know, stop crying. How many times have you said it to your kid? Not you. You don't have a kid, but I've heard people say, stop crying. This is not, you know, stop doing it, right? And so we immediately suppress emotion. And so then you have a whole society of people that are suppressed, and that the only way it can come out is what's allowed, which is anger or happiness.
For sure.
And so I think it's great that, you know, like what you said, to actually have a... bring humanity to what everyone is dealing with in a way that we can all be on each other's side.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah. And so I'm just going to put this out there. If you listening to this podcast know of somebody with a vanity plate, including yourself, I'd love to hear your story.
Awesome. Anything else?
And not enough. Melissa, I want to thank you so much for taking my chair so that I can take the subject's chair. And finally, after so many people asking me, what is the story behind your plate story podcast and your plate? And I can share that with everybody.
You're welcome. Thanks for giving me the privilege.
All right. See you next time. Drive safe.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for this week's special episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Please subscribe to get the story behind all those vanity plates you see driving with you on the road. And if you would like to nominate the owner of a license plate, including you, or visit any of our partners and sponsors, come and see us at platestory.com. That's PL8story.com. And give us the details. If you enjoyed this episode, or you want to do something nice for me for my birthday, please share my podcast with all of your friends. I'm Trista Polo, wishing you well on the road to your next adventure.